If you haven't shopped at Underground Atlanta lately, well, you're not alone. The indoor mall has steadily declined over the years, and it's why the city, after struggling for years to revitalize it, is now selling it off to a developer. But that's not to say that all the businesses down there have given up. Jabril has operated a photo booth at Underground Atlanta for 15 years and still has fond memories of the mall's early days, as we learn in this Atlanta Sound.
How y'all doing, sir? I'll make it. Let's get a souvenir picture taken.
This business is called Instant Photos of Atlanta. We take photos of tourists while they are visiting the city of Atlanta.
How y'all doing? Are y'all twins?
Oh, now, it takes a personality to deal with all type of people and their personalities. Through the years, I have develop little skits to draw the people in. Like I would rap to them. I say, you know, if I see a crowd coming, you know, especially young people, I say, I know you know, young folks, before you go, you got to come and get yourself a lovely photo. Why? When you get back home, your other folks, they're gonna know that you got a photo. You can tell them where? From the underground, yeah. Stuff like that. You have to have a humorous character. Your idea is trying to get them to smile and come out of whatever conduct and character they're in. You want to bring them to a more happier spirit. When we first started here, this was an amazing place. It really was. Everybody at the Underground was booming. At that time, Underground Atlanta was considered one of the major tourist attractions in the downtown area. I mean, it was very, very good. The revenues were very good. But now Underground is on its last leg, especially since some of the main venues pulled out. Right now, things are so slow, we better survive. Right now, we barely surviving.
Would you like to get a souvenir picture taken? One of the greatest souvenirs you can take back home.
I know, I love it. I was looking at these pictures earlier. I love them. Yeah. We gotta come back later.
We can put the whole family in one picture.
I guess people are staying here because they've been here for a while, and they know what Underground used to be. So people are hanging on with the desperate idea. One day it will come back to life. And so that's why we are still here. But with all of that, I still say I've been blessed and grateful that I had this experience. I could say that I did something to make tourists feel good about the city of Atlanta. I have repeats of people coming back to the city to say, I took a picture here 10, 15 years ago, on this background, on that background, you know, with this background. You know, it's so much experience that has come with these few years of being here that I really do appreciate.
How y'all doing? Souvenir photo right here. How you doing, ma'am? Would you like to take a souvenir photo back home with you? You can get this size here for 8, 2 for 14. You can get this size here for 10.
That was Jabril, who has run a photo booth at Underground Atlanta for the last 15 years. He's now passing that business on to an employee so he can retire. He was speaking with WABE's Stephanie Stokes. You can submit your idea for this series at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.